What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie back with Vivian Chauvin, an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar, an author, international public speaker. She's a creator of the Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing. She'll talk about that. And an arts program, an advocate for planetary evolution, emissary for the Federation of Light, an owner of Infinite Healing from the Stars. She's the producer and co-host of the Infinite Star Connections podcast, has over 22 years of experience as a conscious interstellar voice channel. Vivian, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thank you, George. I'm great. How about you?
Great. I must have gotten, over the last couple weeks, 20 emails from people begging us to get you on the program before we even found you again. So that's pretty good.
That is awesome. I am so, so thrilled and very grateful for this. This is amazing. So thank you so much for having me back on Coast to Coast.
To our new listeners who did not hear you a year ago, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, with great pleasure. So I am what's called an Arcturian being. I represent directly the intergalactic civilization known as the Arcturians. So I am an Arcturian being who has returned in this lifetime in a human hybrid form. And I decide to come in this conduit as a human expression so I can be working with people on the planet, helping to really support that amazing ascension process. So just in a nutshell, who are the Arcturians? For those who are new, we are known as one of the most advanced and very spiritually enlightened intergalactic groups, consciousness, have been interacting with the human race and other groups for a very long time. We're very ancient, thousands of years and more. So we're like the great master Zen of the universe. We're very the great diplomat. And I've been working a lot with publicly with people worldwide, helping people to really regain our sovereignty, remembering their own unique blueprint, and helping them to remove them from the 3D polarized field, and whether it's, you know, blockages, whether it's genetic markers, whether it's anything that seems to get in the way. I've been very, very hands-on with people for the last 12 years plus. So I do a lot of support in terms of my teachings, in terms of my offerings. I travel all over the planet to give lecture at different places. I host retreat. So I'm very, very active.
Were you born on this planet, Vivian, or did you just take its form?
That's a great question, George. So my physical vessel was engineered directly by the Arcturians and in collaboration with the human genetic lineage that we have been in collaboration for many generations. So we have very advanced level of quantum technology for extraterrestrial beings who wants to come in human form and help and support. So my body was engineered that way. And so an aspect or my soul essence of my Arcturian self came about on my father, my Arcturian fathership. What it means in George is that my consciousness entered the body and I was what you would call born directly on my fathership. And you may say, well, how do you know that it's real? I know because I not only have clear memories of this, but also many years ago, I would say probably 10 years ago, my group came and says, we want you to remember that of your origin, that you are one of us, that you are this beautiful Arcturian being. And even though you look human and you act as one, you are one of us. So they brought me back in my life body consciousness on board of this magnificent mothership. And they were showing me their recording on when I came about, or what you would call my birth. And I could see that everything was carefully recorded. And I could see all the memories. It's like a holographic projection of the memories that contain those archives. And the archives were showing. And the reason why I had to come about or was born on my father Arcturian ship was to ensure that my physical vessel would survive. Because anything around hybrids or anything that you have interspecies, you know, mingling to have a hybrid child, the body, not necessarily the body has a risk of not surviving, but it's also other parts like the immune system can be an issue, or the respiratory tract, how the lungs will respond to oxygen and functionality. So we have to ensure that my physical vessel would survive and be functional and, you know, will be viable so I can grow and be on the planet. And this is why I came about directly on my Arcturian father mothership.
Now, Arcturus is supposed to be one of the third brightest stars in the galaxy, right near Sirius and the old man star, they call. And you're 36.7 light years away from Earth. Is that pretty accurate?
Pretty accurate, yeah, just about 36, 37 light years. We're directly from a constellation known to you as the Bootes constellation, which is spelled B-O-O-T-E-S, Bootes constellation. This is where Arcturus is there. And that's from an astronomy perspective, but from an interdimensional perspective, we call Arcturus our sacred realm. It's the home, the realm of this, our beautiful civilization. But yes, what you said, George, it's really well, very accurate. It's one of the brightest stars in your sky. So it's a reminder we're always here shining and like a beacon of light on this beautiful Earth.
What is their mission, Vivian? What do they want to do here?
Well, the Earth is part of a very, very large cosmic project that, as a diplomat as we are, you have to think about when you talk about a cosmic intelligence that is so ancient, we have gained so much information and knowledge over time. So we're known as great ambassadors and diplomats, and oftentimes we travel throughout the multiverse to really help and support different civilizations at different stages of conscious evolution, or assist the birthing of a new system or a planet to come, or the next level of expansion. So we serve under the law of oneness, under great universal law. We serve Supreme Source or Prime Creator. And part of our mission is the same as we've done thousands of times, is to come and help humanity or this entire human race at a stage of the most momental aspect of your history. We've been monitoring the timelines that was the most probable for the Earth in terms of evolution, in terms of probable futures, in terms of where the direction of the global consciousness of the human race would be heading to or evolving to. And now we are very happy to see, in spite of all the changes and the challenge on the planet, we're still very happy to see that the Earth herself, the planet Gaia, as you know her, has finally entered in what we call the most probable ascension timeline. So we've been observing very, very closely that just the last few years, there's been a massive awakening and acceleration globally. And so our mission is to bring support, guidance, teachings, and to serve as anchor points. We monitor the timeline, we protect your solar system, we provide so many multi-layered of assistance worldwide, more than meets the eyes. We're working very diligently behind the scenes with different delegations like the Syrians you mentioned, or the Council of the Pleiadians. We're going to be working with the Andromedans and so forth. So it's a partnership, and our part is to really, it's like our part is to really assure that your reascension is a success, so to speak, to make it very easy. So think of us this way, George. Arcturians are like a future aspect of the potential that the human race can reach. Mm-hmm. We're not different from you. We're simply more advanced. We're simply more ancient. We've simply been around the block for a lot longer as a civilization than the human race has. So we come almost like, you know, those masters and the comments as well. I've been studying this practice for 100 years. You're starting in your journey. You've been along the way. We're here to bring the next push or the next catalyst to really support you in that way, if that makes sense.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the Arcturians think of us, Vivian? I mean, we seem to be a very warring planet. I mean, we're always fighting. There's always some kind of war or strife going on. What do they think of us?
Arcturians as a cosmic intelligence exists outside of the time frame. So what I mean, George, is the way they look at humans overall, they're not bound by the same limitation of structures and distortion and conflict and seemingly, you know, differences and argumentation. This is the one we see. Yes, we understand that it's an aspect of a reality that you're experiencing. But we see multitude aspects of different realities all at once. What we see the most in you is the true potential that you have. We see your light. We see your light body. We see that many ancient, old souls have returned to the earth at different stages, at different generations, that brings in the potential to bring the seeds moving forward. So we really, in reality, we're really holding you in the highest light in the sense that we see more that you can see even about yourself. And that's our perspective.
There's been talk that we're shifting from a third dimensional planet to a fifth dimensional planet. And that fifth dimension, of course, would include an unlimited ability to do higher consciousness. Is that real for us? Is that possible?
100%. It is possible. It is like a ripple effect in time. So if you take, let's say, 1,000 people, which is a handful of people on your planet, right? Just a handful.
Yeah.
Let's say 1,000 people come together today and start to really reharmonize themselves and says, we are going to, in unity consciousness, we are going to manifest this reality that already exists in the on the quantum level. We're going to bring that reality in the now, and we are declaring that that's the timeline or the reality that we're going to sustain and live and embody. Well, that reality is manifested right away because you are co-creators, more than what you've been told in school, in politics, and, you know, history and religion. It's just forget about all of this. Think about really what is encoded in you. So it reminds me of an example. I read about a group of monks. I think they were Buddhist monks. And part of their role would be to travel to places where they had source of water, lake, rivers that were very contaminated by even, you know, chemicals or pollution or whatever it was. And this group of Buddhist monks would gather on the shore of that lake and chant. They will chant. They will be chanting to the water structure in oneness with each other.
To change the structure, right?
Thank you. That was proven. If a handful of beautiful Buddhist monks are able to achieve something fantastic as shifting the water structures, imagine when the human race comes together. Imagine what you can do. I mean, it's really palpable.
We had a doctor by the name of Masaru Emoto, who I've interviewed on the program before he passed away, who did experiments, Vivian, with water and music. And what he did was he would play what we would call nice music, pleasant music, at the water, freeze the water, and look at it under a microscope. And the crystals would just look gorgeous, pretty. And then he would play harsh music, bombard the water with it, freeze it, and look at it that way, and it would be all discombobulated, all chopped up and everything else. And he was working on changing the structure of water, much like you say.
Precisely. And I'm aware of this doctor's work. I read his book. And it is really the foundation of everything. You're going to start to discovering the power of the words, the vibration, the frequency beyond when you speak, the energy that resonates even in the cells and the cellular structure in your body, whether it's the effect that you have on the ecosystem, the balance on this earth. So everything is the same phenomenon as this beautiful research on the water structures, music, words, intention, that you can be proven, which has been proven. So it's the same phenomenon. So I'm referring to this very well-documented research by a very distinguished doctor who now passed on. But the premise remained the same about how many of these beautiful interstellar intelligence who are spiritually advanced, how they see the human potential. It makes no difference with your capacity to affect water or even your own internal waters in your body. It is the same thing that you have the impact on your planet, for each other, for all sentient life forms, including animals, plants, crops, the soil, as well as your solar system and even beyond. So imagine on a more even larger cosmic and universal level, when you start to really feel, what is the true reality of my inner universe? What is the true reality that is encoded in my DNA, in the codons, in the evolving aspect of the chromosome of my body, who I am? What really is behind the consciousness that navigates through all of this? Always think about the water and the structural aspect of the water. It is the same powerful impact. And that makes more sense when you start to think about it this way.
We are talking with Vivian Chauvin. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. She is an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar. Do you have family on this planet, or are they somewhere else?
Yes, I do have what you will call family on the planet. Indeed, I do. And also have family off planet, both.
The ones that are on planet, do they know about you?
The closest member of my family know very well about me. The other extended family are unaware of me.
I mean, you're very public. You don't hide who you are. What's been the reaction to this?
Well, I like this question, George, and thank you for it. Yes, I have become public in a time when it was the most appropriate to reintroduce different form of realities. There's no longer time to hide. It is very much designed to be an inspiration for everyone. So the reaction or the response to it has been very, very various, depending on the people, on the person or the group or the place consciousness. So those who are really ready will embrace, like those who sent email to Coast asking for my return. And those who are on still not really completely embraced or simply either ignore it or we may criticize it. But either way, it is irrelevant about the reaction. What is more important is about the teaching and the positive impact that we've come to do. It's about the waking calling, the wake-up call. We're here to inspire you. So take the time to integrate, take the time to decide for yourself, is this a reality? It may not be in your reality, but it's very part of a huge cosmic reality. And there's many, many cosmic presence on the planet. Look at all the history. Look at all the secret site, the structures that's been left behind, whether it's the crop circle, whether it's Bolivia, the secret pyramid, whether it's Peru, whether it's the Great Pyramid in Egypt, and so far, your planet is covered with profound cosmic history. And it is a time to rekindle with a higher dimension about who am I? What is my role? So imagining accepting this direct, positive, benevolent intelligence come to say, we recognize you for the potential that you are. You simply forgot about it because you've been programmed to look everywhere else except inward, instead of looking at the depth of your being and understanding it's been in front of you all along.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.